Catholic League, Pete Buttigieg Deceitful About South Bend Abortionist. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 19, 2019. Catholic League President William Donahue said Thursday that presidential hopeful Mayor Pete Buttigieg needs to man up in dealing with the fallout of the gruesome discovery of baby parts that South Bend abortionist Ulrich Klopfer kept as trophies. The remains of 2,246 babies killed in Buttigieg's city of South Bend, Indiana, were found in Klopfer's home, and after several days, Mayor Pete finally issued a bizarrely noncommittal statement. "Like everyone else, I find the news out of Illinois extremely disturbing, and I think it's important that it be fully investigated. I also hope it doesn't get caught up in politics at a time when women need access to health care. There's no question that what happened is disturbing. It's unacceptable. And it needs to be looked at more fully." In taking apart Buttigieg's communique, Dr. Donahue notes three dodges calculated to distance Mayor Pete from Klopfer, the first of which was to note that the fetal remains were discovered in Klopfer's Illinois home, rather than in his South Bend clinic, where all the abortions actually took place. Second, Buttigieg chose an oddly tame adjective to describe the dismembering and storing of thousands of unborn babies, calling the affair disturbing. "No, getting a parking ticket is disturbing. Finding thousands of human body parts in a home is horrifying," Donahue observes. Mayor Pete's third dodge was his refusal to say what it is that disturbs him, since he is in agreement with abortion itself. Buttigieg, in fact, never says what should be fully investigated or what should not get caught up in politics or what is unacceptable. Even when speaking about something as Hitlerian as this, Buttigieg could not resist telling us how upset he is that this issue may become politicized, Donahue remarks. "Imagine that. Politicizing a doctor's home turned into a sloppy morgue for kids. It was so reassuring to learn he believes that whatever it is that happened, he is squarely in the corner of promoting women's access to healthcare. And by healthcare, it's a sure bet he is not talking about mammograms," Donahue quips. While Buttigieg wants Americans to think that he struggles with the morality of abortion, it would be more accurate to say that he struggles with speaking honestly about the subject, Donahue writes, concluding that a more deceitful candidate would be hard to find. Follow @WilliamsRome.